offensive coordinator Frank Reich, who's got a new quarterback to work with. I know everything is very new and exciting here. Frank, tell me how you're feeling.
Very excited. I mean, obviously, you get a player like Carson. I just think he fits with Doug's offense, with this organization. I think it's the right place for him to grow. He brings the kind of qualities, not just as a quarterback, but as a player that you really look for. And that really, for us, you know, as a coaching staff and as an organization, starts with toughness, physical and mental toughness. And, you know, a lot's been said about him being in North Dakota State. We love that. You know, we love that. He's overcome a lot. He's going to fit right in here, and so we're looking forward to it.
You've been with this process every step of the way. Talk about, you know, just first meeting Carson and getting to know him and how he impressed you all the way along.
It's been a long process, and, you know, I mean, very excited, you know, obviously with Doug and Howie and Mr. Lurie leading the way in that process and getting a chance and go around the country and not just meet Carson but the other quarterbacks. And that somewhat helps you frame discussions that you're having with the guy who you end up getting. And it just continually jumped out after every meeting, you know, and meeting the other guys, that Carson is that kind of player, that is an impact player. So the things that jump out at you are his just natural leadership ability, his size and strength for the position, his intelligence, his processing speed. They're all things that you look for, and he checks all those boxes.
So you would literally bring him in and draw up some plays and then ask him to diagnose coverages or blocking schemes or what have you?
Yeah, I mean, whenever we interviewed all these players, you know, really at any position, but it's, obviously this quarterback thing was pretty intensive. And so, yeah, you really put him through the grinder, and you test him in a lot of ways. And to say that he was off the charts would be an understatement, really. He did such a great job when we would watch the film with him, when we would test him with plays and concepts and give him homework and then kind of test him on it. It was really quite impressive.
How did you balance out the North Dakota State factor, the not primetime college football talent and defenses and those kind of games?
You know what's kind of crazy is that thought really didn't even come into my mind very much. You know, you know what you're looking for at the position. There's certain kinds of plays, certain kind of movements, certain kind of attitude that you look for in players. And sure, it was a lower level of competition, but everything was relative. He was throwing to receivers that weren't as good as the receivers he'll be throwing to here. So it was all over the tape. NFL throws all over the tape. And, you know, this whole thing about him playing in an NFL-type offense, it couldn't be more true. I give their coaching staff there a lot of credit. They did play a very sophisticated pro-style offense. Carson, when you read, well, Carson had more power at the line of scrimmage than most. It's true. It's all true. And it was very evident talking to him how easy it was for him to talk about it. And in Doug's offense and in the way this thing is, he's putting it together, you know, the quarterbacks do have a lot of freedom, so, and he's the kind of guy that can handle it.
You've been through it, Frank. You've walked into a locker room as a rookie. What happens? How do you assimilate yourself with these grown men?
You just got to be yourself, and you know, you have there is one sense that, you know, if you're the second pick in the draft, there's no question there's some instant credibility that comes with that, and you've earned that. I mean, he's earned that right. But there's still a whole other level and layers of credibility that you earn day in and day out. And we know he's going to be that kind of guy, you know, an unselfish player. He showed it there at North Dakota, you know, at North Dakota State, where he goes in and he's on the bench for a couple of years there. They're winning national championships. He's a team guy. So however this thing plays out, we know we'll get this guy, not only the toughness, but a winning mindset, I think, is what's so key.
He'll come in on Friday. He'll meet the media. He'll shake some hands. He'll pose for pictures. The fans will be introduced to him that way. What happens when he's with you during that period of time? And then after that, what happens? How do you get him going in this offense?
Well, I'm not sure. We'll start getting him information as soon as we can. And, you know, he's the kind of player that will digest it very quickly. And so we look forward to getting all the young guys, not only Carson, but the other guys, and just get everybody as coaches and players. You know, every part of the process is fun, and you really do love it all. But what you love the most is getting out on the field and seeing it and making it happen on the field and seeing players do what they do. You love the meetings. You love the film study. You love grinding it out. But ultimately, it'll be fun to kind of get them out there in the field and start to see it all develop.
I got to tell you, it feels like a celebration up here. Everybody is really excited about this whole thing.
Well, and it should be. I mean, you know, it was a big move. You know, that we got in a position to do something like this. It's rare you get an opportunity to do this. Very excited about it, and I just think this is a great opportunity and a great decision for years to come.